Lord Jesus, we love you. Open to you. Of our whole being to you. Thank you for a new day. Glorious morning. Open our whole being to you without reservation. Turn our whole heart to you. Cover us in your precious blood. Fuse us with your element. Like to see your face. Behold your beauty. Kiss us with the kisses of your mouth. Your love is better than wine. Draw us. We will run after you. Praise you for your holy name. It's ointment poured forth. Better your love than wine. Draw thou us. Amen. If we the footsteps follow of the flock, entered thy fellowship of love will be. You're our beloved. We are your own love. You draweth us. We pursue after you. Lord, your fragrant is myrrh. We hide you in our heart. You're beauteous as henna. Lord, we want to be clothed with you today. Thank you, we can bathe in your love. Of your fatness taste. We can lie on your breast. Even as John did. Your sweetness here in joy. Your love this morning is our banner. With your affection show. Lord, you tenderly soothe us. In the depths of our heart. And you lead us to purest joy. Thank you, we can eat and drink of you this morning. Give our whole being to you. We love you. The Christian life is a romance. It's a romance. And as Christians, those who follow Christ and love Christ, we are entering into a union that is most strong, even stronger than death. And it's all together in the realm of love and all together in the realm of satisfaction. So to come to the Lord first thing in the morning and to open to him and let him kiss us with the kisses of his mouth is to be God's loving seekers. Okay, we're not letter keepers. We're God's loving seekers. And we love him. Just in the way of fellowship, just to let you know, you know, we brothers have a burden that we could bring forth in this line of morning revival fellowship to bring forth our, you know, the matter of our experience and practice. And I would just like to share with you just a few things that I do, a few things that I've learned. We're not taking it in the way of law, but some things that have impressed me that I'd just like to open for fellowship. And that is, first thing in the morning is to just open to him. God's economy really is fulfilled by open vessels. So just to turn our whole heart, and even sometimes as I'm lying in bed, and I know it's time to get up, you know, and you've heard Brother Ed Marks share, don't say, oh, no. Say, oh, Lord, amen, right? Lord. When we turn our whole being to him, when that alarm clock goes off. For me, I'm up by 5:30. And if I turn my heart to the Lord, there's just a river that comes in to flood. And the dry land of our being, with our mood, with our emotion, you know, which can be adjusted, you know, first thing in the morning, if you're moody in the morning, which, you know, it's common. You don't have to feel condemned about that. But just to be open to him and let the river come in. Amen. And he floods us and we just have this sense we're being watered and our parched lips are quenched and our being, which is so dry, is really becoming a meadowland full of living creatures, beasts, right? Living things, green flourishing trees. Right? Birds, all manner of living things come from the river. So if we open to the river and let it flow in, we'll realize, wow, I am satisfied. And he is so good first thing in the morning, and we have this sense, we're really being kissed. We're really being drawn. We're really being watered. I spend maybe all of my time in prepping and getting ready for the morning, calling on His name. You know, if we really want to know God and see God and gain God, we have to also contact Him. And this is really the principle of prayer. Prayer is to contact God. Prayer is to absorb God. It's to pass through God. It's to possess God. And it's to gain God. To behold His beauty is to open our being with a turned heart, a pure heart that wants to see only Him, just like we sang this morning, that wants to see only Him, and a spirit exercised to contact Him. You know, in any kind of relationship, and this was the case with my wife, you know, and it's still ongoing. We're still coming to know each other. We know each other quite well by now after 11 years of marriage. But even in the initial state of courtship, we just had to spend time together. If you want to know this person, we spend time. And we make the time. And we behold the beauty. And we can converse. But it takes an initial contact, right? It takes an opening. It takes an initial contact. It takes a calling. And we call upon His name. And what do we get when we call? We get the person of the name. We get the person of the name. It's really important also, if we're to make it in the Christian life, to enjoy the Lord in the way of grace. The Lord Himself is the Spirit, and when He flows into us as the life supply, and our everything, we experience and enjoy Him in the way of grace. And with grace is resurrection life and power that we could really live Him. So if we're to live any kind of normal Christian life, it's really key that we would just ask the Lord, Lord, here I am, and I open to You. I love You. Kiss me. We let Him in. We let Him draw us because His drawing power is our pursuing power. And we can ask the Lord to supply us with our daily portion of grace to run the race with endurance and to grant to us a normal day under the divine dispensing. Because really, this is what we care about. We care about the Lord with His dispensing, and we give Him the preeminence and the way to dispense Himself as grace into us. So, morning time, calling, contacting, beholding, enjoying. These days I'm privileged to have a 1 hour commute. I think like our brother Richard was sharing, he drives a lot. I drive a lot to get to work. And so I have a lot of time to pray and to absorb the Lord. And before we have any kind of inkling to do anything or to initiate any kind of prayer according to the natural concept in our asking for things, we really should take the time to absorb the Lord and let Him come in and infiltrate every part of our heart, saturating our mind, saturating our emotion, saturating our will. And I have to tell you that my Christian life has been revolutionized by experiencing and enjoying Him as the reality of the offerings revealed in the Old Testament and taking the Lord as our sin and trespass offering. Lord, You know my sins, and I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Okay, that's humility, first of all. And the Lord dwells with those who are humble, right, and contrite in heart. If we have that kind of humility and we can open to Him and be honest with Him, Lord, I'm a sinner. I open to You and I confess my sins. I confess my trespasses. I take You as my sin offering. I take You as my trespass offering because there's a provision for this. And I take You as the reality of the burnt offering because I, in myself, am not absolute for God. There's nothing in my natural being that is really for God. And I can't do it. I can't live the Christian life without You, but You have overcome. Therefore, in faith, I identify with you because you are the absolute one for God. And I take you as my absoluteness. And I take you as my meal offering. Mingle with me, Lord Jesus. Fine flour, with your precious fine humanity, with oil, with your divinity, the spirit of divinity. Mingle with me. Be my balanced emotion. Be my proper humanity. Lord, and I take you as my peace offering. Thank you, Lord, that we have peace toward God. Amen. We have access to God. Amen. We've been reconciled. We've been justified. We have the way by the blood of Jesus to enter into the Holy of Holies by faith, to approach the throne of grace and enjoy the river of water of life. We have peace toward God. And I take you as my peace toward others. I take you as the reality of my wave offering and heave offering. Lord, one with you in resurrection, one with you in your ascension. Pour out and pour into me. I'd like to be one with you in this. Oh, and then the bubbling begins. The revival begins. Drink offering. I take you as my drink offering. Your cheering wine. Fill me with new cheering wine. I apply the cheering wine. Even fill my church life with new wine. My marriage life with new wine. My parenting life with new wine. My schooling, fill with new wine. My work and service, fill with new wine. The Lord will surely do it. Surely do it. And, you know, the principle of prayer laid out for us according to the Lord's pattern that he gives us in Matthew 6, you know the Lord's Prayer. And sadly to say, in religion, it has become, you know, a rote benediction that has become dead. Nonetheless, this is the Lord's pattern, and it is his living word. When we say, Father, your heavenly name be sanctified, and your kingdom come, and your will be done. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses. We forgive them who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from the evil one. Amen. Yours is the kingdom. Amen. Yours is the glory. Amen. Yours is the power. The principle is this. The Lord's name with his person in our prayer comes first. He's our focus first when we come to him. Amen. Then we take care of his feeling because we're infused with it. Concerning his will, concerning his purpose. And we may even find ourselves praying big prayers, like your kingdom come. And on one hand, this is the word of God that we're praying into us. And on the other hand, we're praying that the Lord's will would really be done on earth as it is in heaven. Don't be overly spiritual that you feel, you know, don't feel like you can't pray for even your own needs. He says, pray for your daily bread. And actually, this is one way Satan will attack us in our daily life, is with daily bread. Be covered in that matter. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Your needs still matter to him for the sake of his purpose. And then we deal with offenses toward others, our relationships with others, and then with the enemy, that we really be delivered from the enemy. Too many are being consumed by the enemy and not dealing with the enemy in our prayer in and with the Lord, that we could really be those who flee from this age and the crookedness of this world in which Satan has his throne set up and he's just waiting to devour some. Then it concludes with the praise. We give praise to the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Amen. Praise you, Lord. Amen. Yours is the kingdom. That's dominion. Yours is the glory. That's image. Amen. Right? And yours is the power. That's the way he's coming back. But I like to take the Lord's word and turn it into prayer. That is to feed on him. So there's opening to him. There's contacting him. There's absorbing him. There's a revolutionary enjoyment in taking the Lord as the reality of the offerings. There's the principle of prayer, starting with the person first, and praise, concluding with praise at the end. and then to enjoy the Lord in His Word. And if you don't have an open Bible in front of you, which, you know, I always recommend, at least the Lord's Word is dwelling in you from things like the college training, right? Lord. And I can't help but to be burdened for the Lord's feeling concerning Ephesians chapter 3, which is a good word to pray over. Father, according to the riches of your glory, strengthen us with power through your Spirit into our inner man. Oh, Lord, we let you make your home in our heart through faith. Yeah. Lord, we want to apprehend with all the saints today what your vast dimensions are. Bring us deeper into your inner substance of love. We want to know you in this way. Amen. Know your knowledge surpassing love. Amen. Fill us unto the fullness of God. Amen. We want to be overflowing. Amen. For your expression today. Amen. Even for others to see. Amen. Even to overflow to others. Amen. Brothers and sisters, you're a burden for others, and I know this. But others won't benefit if we're not overflowing with the God whom we're contacting. So we need to be filled unto the fullness, unto overflowing. I have a little time, you know, right before my kids, you know, I teach fifth grade in elementary school. And their first recess, after I prayed for them, after passing out their breakfast in the morning, and we can pray for people in your morning revival, surely you'll be revived. I pray that each one of them gets saved as I pass out their breakfast at their tables. They take their first recess at 10. And then while they're at recess, I have my first breath break is what I call it, a breath break. And I've got, you know, my students know this. My staff knows this. I keep an open Bible on my desk. And I just ask the Lord to speak to me. Infuse me again. Don't forget to give the Lord in your morning time a way to speak to you. Right? We can be so absorbed in speaking to him, but we should also give him the way to speak to us. Amen. So we give him the ground to do it. How can he speak to us? The Word of God, with an open Bible, with turned pages on paper. And we can exercise, right? To pray over these words. Let the Lord speak to us through his living word, that we can really take in the breath of God. And then people around us will see, yeah, you're different. And I want what you have. I want what you have. But it all starts with revival. I want to encourage us, because we should go practice these things. Open to the Lord and let him kiss us with the kisses of his mouth, in this most affectionate relationship with him, 556, with him, 556. Open to him, absorb him, contact him. I know we don't have all the time in the world. Enjoy him as the reality of the offerings. Open to him. Pray over his word, whatever word you would like to. You have your verse sheet still out, right? Maybe today's verses you're prepping for, we can turn that into prayer, into living breath, and for food, and for nourishment. We need to be supplied if we're to grow in life, right? If we're going to grow into maturity for his building, it all starts in the morning. And I appreciate Stephen's word yesterday. The early morning is the best, right? For contacting the Lord. I don't know why, but he's just ever more present, and so much ever more real, really early in the morning, so rich. But don't be condemned if you miss that early part. It's okay to have belated kisses, right? Don't say, oh, I missed my opportunity, therefore I'm not going to have morning revival. No, that's perverse logic, right? Just redeem the time, okay? And let's absorb him in his word and through prayer. And we can enjoy hymn 556. Does that sound okay? Amen. And then we'll be back by 9:15. Okay.